it tucked in. Cause you were now in bed with Dr. Sue. Dr. Sue.
Hello, and welcome to In Bed with Dr. Sue. I'm your host, Sue Storm. And tonight, you're going to want to get comfy and lay back, because you're probably going to get very, very sleepy. In all seriousness, though, tonight's show is on hypnosis, everything you ever wanted to know. I'm also going to be spilling some spoilers, so some of you ladies will probably want to punch me in the face, but what else is new? you're going to notice, though, throughout tonight's show that all the commercials are hypnodoms. So you can take all your newfound knowledge and enjoy a session with any of the amazing hypnotists you hear during the breaks. Like right now, for example.
Obey. Surrender. Your mind for life. The harder you struggle, the deeper you fall under my spell. Serve me, Mistress Kiara, certified hypnotist at hypnosisfemdom.com.
Hello, this is Mistress Carol. I am an erotic hypnotist, clinical hypnotherapist, and lifestyle dominatrix. I have extensive education and experience in hypnosis and mind control, and I love using your mind to take you into a deep trance experience and let go completely, or enjoy a sexy female-dominated fantasy in the privacy of your own mind. You can experience my hypnosis sessions for free at myhypnoticdomain.com or learn more about me at mistresscarol.com.
And before I get started tonight, I have some sad news to report for those of you who aren't aware. Goddess Sadie of Phoenix was murdered last month by one of her submissives. Excuse me. We will never know the truth about what happened because it was between the two of them, and her sub committed suicide. And in fact, it doesn't matter what the issue was between the two of them. Taking someone's life is not the answer. And two lives were lost unnecessarily. We are living in very tumultuous times right now. There are so many folks who are in dire need of mental health services that aren't getting the help they need, and that number is increasing exponentially every single day. And it's far more threatening than a caravan or a lack of walls. It is imperative in the line of work that we've all chosen that you learn to listen to your instincts. If a client gives you a bad vibe, listen to it. Don't assume that what happened to Sadie can't happen to you, because it can, especially on these cockamamie cash meets. And on that note, there is another disturbing trend happening in the community right now that you need to be aware of. Women have become vicious and off the chart with their tactics to get money from men and will destroy any woman in their path. I don't understand it. Maybe it's because many have fallen on hard times financially, but know this. True BDSM has nothing to do with the destruction of another human being, whether they are your sub or another dom. And to those of you women engaged in this type of behavior, know this as well. You will not last long in this community, because we are all watching you. And to the subs, the responsibility falls on you to do your due diligence when it comes to giving yourself, your time, and especially your money to anybody. And that ends today's Dr. Sue chastising. Okay, for now. You know me. There'll be some more later. Anyways, tonight, my buddy Angela St. Lawrence has been gracious enough to provide three lucky people with copies of Amberly Rothfield's book, How I Made $10,000 a Month, as a phone sex operator in either Kindle or paperback, which is a very generous offer. So what we're going to do tonight is I am going to play this tone. Okay? When you hear that tone, I want you to call in, because the first three callers are going to win. The number, of course, is 657-383-0031. So you're going to want to listen for this tone. I'm going to play it again. See in here, it's cash register. If this thing will work. When you hear that, be sure to call in, because the next three callers will win a copy of How I Made $10,000 a Month as a Phone Sex Operator, which is very sweet of you, Angela. Thank you very, very much. I have a couple of shout-outs from me to get things started. I want to say hi to some listeners who took the time to say hi to me recently. So a big happy howdy goes out to Alex, who listens in and called me yesterday. Also to Samantha Blue, who you gentlemen should look up. My God, she's so sweet. She's a sweet, sexy college girl who is more than happy to blow your mind and is, of course, available on Night Flirt. And a big old bear hug goes out to Daddy Matt Hickman. You know him as Lord Rough Sir on Twitter and on Night Flirt. Hi, everybody. I hope this finds you each well and kicking ass. Oh, and Jakey, my boy, get your task completed so I can further blow your mind. Next, we are on to things. We're rolling here because God knows there's a ton of information. I mean, seriously, I could probably do at least five shows on hypnosis alone, but I don't want to get into it in depth in this particular show. What we're going to be doing is, this is more of a, like I said, a hypnosis 101, answering basic questions, getting sort of the terminology down so that everybody knows what we're talking about when we're talking about it, basically. And it's great. It's going to be a great way for subs to be able to come and have a listen and figure out what it is hypnodoms do. Now, next, I am going on to a new segment that I call Brag Bites. Brag Bites are a way for you to recognize someone who you think has contributed to the community in a positive way. Brag Bites are a way for you to say thank you to a friend who's helped you out, or a way for subs to brag about their doms. I think we can all use some uplifting, Lord knows. And this is a way of giving a virtual hug. You can send a Brag Bite at any time on inbedwithdrsue.com. Just look for Brag Bites in the menu, and you can fill out the form and send your message. Brag Bites are going to be both on the show and on the Brag Bites page so that everybody can see them and hear them. I want to keep this up for every show, okay, because I think we all need it. Like I said, there's too much destruction and not enough love going on. So every show we're going to do Brag Bites. Keep that in mind. I received a lovely Brag Bite, which makes sense because it's for a lovely dom, our very own Scottish firecracker, Mistress Lilith. Mistress Lilith has received the following message from Kay. Over 5 years ago, she and I connected on Skype. As I was new to the scene, she was so sweet in calming me, making sure I was fully looked after. We got very kinky in some conversations, but I confessed to her my love of big booties. She has helped me immensely over 5 years become politely obsessed by asses everywhere. She has made a whole new person, I believe, I'm sure he meant out of me, and I'm forever thankful. And I know I can come to her and share anything. She'll always be there and help guide me, whether it's a kink chat or a personal one. Mistress Lilith means so much to me. That, my friends, is a perfect Brag Bite. That's exactly what we're looking for. Thank you so much for sending that in, Kay. And let's move on, because I got a ton of them here. This is great. The next Brag Bite is for the femme fatale herself, Greedy Goddess Sue. Sue, here is your message. My owner, Goddess Sue, is not only one of the cruelest, most intelligent, and most understanding doms I have ever encountered, but she is also an amazing hypnotist and knows how to worm her way into my brain and take up residence there. I recently spoke with her after a long hiatus, and when I noticed she was online, my heart was pounding so hard, it felt like it was going to leap out of my throat. I have never been so conditioned like that. I am lucky to have Goddess Sue, in my life. And that message for Sue was from Nate. And I'm just going to take a really fast moment right here. Greedy Goddess Sue and I are two different human beings. The reason why I'm saying that is people come to me all the time, and I know she gets the same thing. Are you Greedy Goddess Sue or are you Dr. Sue? Yeah, no, we're two different people, just so you know. I'm just setting the record straight. Okay, I only have two accounts on Nightflirt, and it's not Greedy Goddess Sue. Any hoodles, let's move on to another brag bite. Let's see here. We have one. Ooh, I have one here for Mistress Gambit. I'm not going to say who it's from till the end because she'll probably get it as I'm speaking. Mistress Gambit, your message is, you are amazing, and this is your big dick year. Thank you for just being you. Just know I appreciate your honesty, kindness, and your wicked sense of humor. You're a great person, and I am seriously happy to have you as my friend. Dicks ahoy, my friend! And that was from Kaya. Kaya, that was an awesome message, by the way. This is what I'm talking about. This is awesome. This is exactly what we need. Our next bite is for the brilliant Faith O'Shea. Faith, your message is, Mistress Faith is one of the most brilliant writers and kinkiest minds that I have ever met. She is wonderful on so many Dom levels that it is truly difficult to list them all here. If you've done a call with her or even experienced her naughtiness in any way, then you might have an idea of what I'm talking about. Now listen, this is a beautiful line right here. She is a maverick of sensual mischief. Facts. Ooh, and Faith, that is from Devin. What a lovely message. Next, I have several brag bites for some wonderful ladies from one person. I won't say who until we're at the end because we'll let the ladies figure it out. First of all, the first bite from this person is for our very own Lady L. Now, you may not know who Lady L is because she's a reinvention of a legendary Dom that you should all know, Goddess Belladonna. Bella has gone through some huge shifts in her life and felt that a new persona would exemplify those changes and has become Lady L, the L referring to lust, love, and loyalty. This is for you, Lady L. One of the first ladies I met listening to Dr. Sue, who I call not only my friend, but my fun other sister. We've talked about a great deal of things, ranted and raved over stupid people, and things as well. The next bite from this person is for Lady A. This is for you, Abby. Another lady who came into my life because of the show, whom I have great affection for and consider her and her spouses inbred. Ew! Talking incest this afternoon. It's stuck in my head. Oh, I'm just going to say, in bed brings fine folks together. And the last bite from this gentleman is for Sarah, his sub. And Sarah is in chat right now. The newest person I've met and someone very near and dear to me, my sweet little subby sissy mate. She brightens my day and makes me laugh when I need it, and is one of the smartest people I've met. And all of these sweet reminders are from our very own Sir Beast. Thank you, William, for jumping in this with both feet. Loves it. He also sent one for me, which never came in because of my email issues that I'm having right now. But I want you guys to understand that this segment is for you guys. I appreciate beyond words when you send them to me, but this is all about you. So I won't be reading my brag bites on the air, but I will post them on the brag bites page if they come in. If you have someone you want to recognize, please feel free to hit up brag bites on the InBed website anytime and send them in for the next show. Thank you to everyone who sent in a brag bite. We need more of this, so please keep them coming. We can't have too many of them, seriously. And now, It's time for birthdays. Yay, birthdays. Okay, the first one today is for Cromie, who had a birthday this past Saturday, January the 12th. Happy birthday, Cromie! You can find the link to Cromie's Twitter and ways to make her birthday happy on InBedWithDrSue.com under Birthdays January, of course. I have two more to give you before the next show on February the 12th, when it's going to be Birthday Central. We have a ton of birthdays coming up in February. But first, we all must wish a big happy birthday to Mistress Lilith. Yes, that's right. The same Mistress Lilith who received a brag bite today has a birthday coming up on February the 10th. So this is a great time to show the sweet Mistress Lilith what a happy birthday looks like. Happy birthday, Lilith! And the next birthday is to a lady who is one of the loveliest, most elegant, and classy doms that you should ever be lucky enough to meet. And who might that be? Why, Mistress Julia Taylor, whose birthday is February the 11th. Happy birthday, Julia. Stay your classy ass self, and may you and anyone else who has a birthday before February 12th have a kick-ass prosperous new year full of love and laughter. If you have a birthday, and I think we all do, sign up to have your birthday featured on the show, on the website, and on Twitter, including your wish list or tribute list. Just head to InBedWithDrSue.com, click on Contact, and you'll see the birthday sign-up link in the drop-down. Fill out the form, and I'll get it on the air for you.
Blah.
Cut off. So as I was just saying a little while ago, I'm having email issues on the sites right now. I think it's a plug-in issue. I'm still working with my host. We're trying to figure it out. If you send something in, it says it went through, but I don't acknowledge you, assume I didn't get it. And if any time I don't acknowledge you, just email me straight, inbedwithdrsue@gmail.com. Easiest way. So just so you know, until I get everything fixed up, that's the way we're going to do it. I'm going to take your questions and calls at the end of the show because it's possible that you'll get your answer, you know, your question answered as we go along. But if you want to get in the queue right now, the number to call is 657-383-0031. You can listen to the show while you're on hold. Just press 1 to be placed in the call queue. I'll be back right after I grab a drink.
You've heard the legends of my beauty and power. You've caught glimpses of me singing my siren song. Are you ready to fall deeper down the foxhole? Go to myforestgoddess.com to find out how to serve me today.
Hello, this is Hypnotic Haley. Remember that name, as it is going to be replaying inside of your mind over and over again. Google it. Fall deeply down the spiraling hole that is my bliss. Surrender has never felt so good. All for Haley. HypnoticHaleyStore.com and Patreon.com/HypnoticHaley.
See all these lovely women you can just fall deep down the foxhole with, especially with Sierra Fox. I like that, fall down the foxhole. It's a nice change from a rabbit. Any hoodles, really quickly, I'm going to address the Snapchat issue really quickly. Here's what I'm going to address with the Snapchat. Hold on, I've got to find it. This is really... Hold on. Da-da-da-da-da. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. Okay. This whole hullabaloo about you guys being freaked out that Snapchat got shut down, you know, as far as selling your Snapchat account, blah, blah, blah. Here's what I have to say about that. What did I tell you guys 9 months ago when I released the services we could use and services we can't? Was Snapchat on the list? Yeah. Now, 9 months later, y'all are gobsmacked because Snapchat is cracking skulls. This is why I chose to shelve a huge project for you guys. Stepped back and let Amberlee teach you all, because I don't have the patience for stupidity anymore. My patience was used up about 5 years ago, and there's nothing replenishing it. So it's best you learn from a young pup who still has hers. And on that note, if you're listening in and you're thinking I'm going to teach you hypnosis or talk about how to become a hypnotist, then you're going to be disappointed. I'm not here to teach you ladies who may be listening in how to be an erotic hypnotist. Not going to happen. I'm old school that way. I sourced my teachers, and there have been many. So I suggest you do your research just like I did. No, this is more Hypnosis 101 for ladies and gentlemen who may not understand it or have wondered about, like I said, all the terminology they see floating around and want to learn more about it before they delve into trying it. So, as I said, if you're a dom, this is the perfect show to point to anyone who approaches you with hypnosis questions. So let's get started. Okie dokie, hypnosis. We've all seen it in some form throughout our lives, but does it really work? Or is it all just theatrics with a little placebo effect sprinkled on top? Well, I can tell you that hypnosis is definitely real, but with a caveat about the placebo effect. There is an element of hypnosis that requires some trust in your hypnotist, but not a lot. Trust, as we know, is something that is developed over time. The fact that you approached the hypnotist in whatever way you did shows you're willing, therefore your trust is already there to some extent. So even if you're skeptical about anything to do with hypnosis, you've already opened the door to your mind when you peeked behind the curtain and asked. So where did hypnosis come from in the first place? Well, if we look at the origin of the word hypnosis, you'll see it's Greek, and it combines the prefix of hypno, which means sleep, and the gnosis, meaning to put to sleep. Hypnosis has been around for thousands and thousands of years, but not in the way we know it now. And that's because we all trance out many times in an average day. We all get into hypnotic states. And as we begin to develop, as a species and live in communities, religious practices adopted it as a form of meditation. But the hypnosis that we all think of today, the actual practice of putting someone purposefully into a hypnotic state for specific reasons, started with our good friend, German physician Frank Mesmer, in the very late 1700s. Thus, the phrase, to be mesmerized, was born. But unfortunately, Frankie got it wrong. Sorry, Frankie. You see, Frank Mesmer thought that it was a power that was transferred between the hypnotist and the subject being whomever is being hypnotized. And that was obviously proven wrong. As I said, I could literally do many shows on the history alone of hypnotism, but I'm just going to gloss over most of the history. But hypnotism really got its start as far as being in the mainstream in medicine. Physicians such as John Elliotson, who practiced at University College in London in the early 1800s, along with other surgeons and researchers, started to realize the effect it could have, first of all, in anesthesia, back in the days before propofol. I won't make a Michael Jackson joke. Okay, calm the ocean. Researchers such as James Braid then started looking into other ways that they could incorporate the use of it in medicine besides doing the whole anesthetic thing. In other words, could we use it for testing its effects on illnesses? So that's what they started doing. And even Sigmund Freud used hypnosis. But as far as I'm concerned, the hypnosis we all use today was really brought into the mainstream by Milton Erickson. And you'll hear the phrase Ericksonian hypnosis even today, because it is one of the many modalities or types of hypnosis that you can learn and is based on conversation, but I'll get into that later. So now you know why I like it, because it combines three of my favorite things: medicine, the mind, and storytelling. Now, if you bounce over to our good buddy Wikipedia, you'll see the first sentence under hypnosis reads like this. And I love this sentence. It's probably one of the best put together sentences about hypnosis. Hypnosis is a state of human consciousness involving focused attention and reduced peripheral awareness and an enhanced capacity to respond to suggestion. In all of my studies, I still don't think there's a better way to sum up what hypnosis is than that sentence. And if you're quick, you may have picked up on the words focused attention. For many of us, we think hypnosis as being like a foggy trance. Therefore, how the hell is it focused attention? Because what a hypnotist is actually getting you to do is focus your attention on something such as the classic watch pendulum going back and forth and back and forth. You're focusing your attention on that object. Or, in the case of you listening to an audio, you'll be told to focus your conscious mind or your attention on a mental image of something. I'm a big fan of numbers for that, for example, visualizing the numbers as you count down. As I said before, we all fall into trance many times a day, especially in the world we live in today. I'm absolutely positive you can think of times when you trance out. Let's start with the shower. The shower is a classic one. You get great ideas in the shower because you're trancing out. As I said, driving is another one. Did you ever get somewhere and think, fuck, I don't even remember getting here? Probably because you zoned out listening to music, which is a great way to trance out. Your mind went on autopilot, and all of a sudden you were at your destination. Another classic trancer, TV. Have you ever been so into a show that you had no idea what the fuck was going on around you? People can even be talking to you directly, and you don't hear them. That's a hypnotic trance. And fast forward to where we are now in time, do you think you trance out to your phone, your computer, or your tablet much? Yeah. These things were not originally designed for that purpose, but if you think corporations didn't figure it out real quick and play to it, you're wrong. So do you think, or I should say, what do you think the entire advertising field is comprised of? Like, think about it. Trancing you out to buy their shit. So for those of you who say you cannot be hypnotized, you're wrong. You do it all the time, you just don't recognize it. As a matter of fact, people who swear they can't be hypnotized are the easiest to trance. So, what do you think is trance-inducing in your life right now? Well, the biggest one now is your phone. And the fine folks at Facebook, Google, Apple, Samsung, Snapchat, and more all know that and make your devices more addictive, therefore more hypnotic with each new release. They always have some new shiny element to add to keep you looking and entertained so they can manipulate you. Isn't it nice? That's not conspiracy theory, that's fact. Which is why limiting your use of your devices is not just a recommendation. I would say it's a matter of your health, both mental and physical. I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I'll talk about what uses hypnosis is good for. So many good uses.
Essentially, you can feel it already. Are you ready to drop down to your knees at the feet of an alluring and sensual goddess? Do you dream being dominated by a powerful domino, a domino that will take control of your secret desires and fetishes? Would you like to experience deep entrancement? If you have answered yes to any of these questions, visit me, Goddess B. Leah, at www.dominabrandilia.com or visit my other media portals.
designed to titillate the senses. At Hypnotic Leah on Twitter. So sensually hypnotic, you can feel it already. So sensually hypnotic.
Hi, my name is Miss Mackenzie, and I'm based in Philadelphia, but I travel often. I offer a wide variety of domination sessions, but hypnosis is the ultimate form of control, and I would love to have you under my spell. I'm a certified erotic hypnotist and love adding hypnosis in to combine with any one of your fantasies. If you are unable to visit me for live sessions, I offer phone and Skype as well. Visit my website, www.missmackenzie.com, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-E-E. I look forward to altering your reality.
So we're back. Thank you for giving me a chance to get a drink. Okay, so we know that hypnosis was essentially started as a practice within the medical community to help with areas such as anesthesia and helping with some psychological issues, but what else can you do with hypnosis? Well, the first obvious thing would be to use it for nefarious reasons, such as mind control. Mind control has been overrated within mainstream media, though. That's not to say you can't control the mind, but if that brings up images of someone whispering into a phone line, "Miles to go before you sleep," as you watch the person drop into a robotic trance and go out and kill someone, you're barking up a very dramatic tree. Can this scenario be done? Yes, but not by a layman or someone you talk to on Night Flirt, that's for damn sure. It takes intensive and very unique training to pull something like that off, namely governmental training. You may have heard, actually, of Project MKUltra, which was a program that was started by the CIA back in 1953. But again, despite what you may have heard about MKUltra, it was actually meant to create mind-controlled drugs, not necessarily just hypnosis, even though hypnosis was obviously researched as well. I know, and this is what I mean about, I think a lot of you guys tend to come to us for reasons that are, like, your expectations are way too huge. I know a lot of you guys really long for this type of robotic feeling where you might wake up doing something you normally wouldn't be doing. And I hate to burst your bubble, guys, but that's not going to happen in an erotic hypnosis setting in a one-time session. It takes months and years of conditioning to create that type of a reaction. And why am I bursting your bubbles? Just like I said, because you guys are coming to us expecting that and getting disappointed when it doesn't happen. I don't want you going into these sessions thinking that miracles are going to happen. You need to go in with more realistic expectations, because many of you are saying hypnotists suck, when in fact it's because your expectations are off the chart. So for those of you looking to recreate a Batman episode, good luck, because that's not real. So what else, though, is hypnosis good for? Well, when we look at hypnotherapy, we again are going back to the medical end of things. It can be used to treat depression, anxiety, eating and sleep disorders, addictions, phobias, pain, erectile dysfunction. Hypnotists can also help with common things such as stopping smoking and weight loss. But it's also used by salespeople to put you in a buying trance. From the handshake to using your first name. These are the things that are being used to get you into the mindset of trust, thereby making the sale easier to acquire, which, by the way, the handshake, that's NLP. Another fabulous use for hypnosis, which comes from phobia work, is being able to experience something in your mind without having the physical experience. So how do we incorporate that into the BDSM world? Well, okay. If you have a reluctance or you have a fear of bondage, but you want to try it, you can actually have a hypnosis experience which will lead you through feeling the bondage without the fear. So it's beautiful for things like that. You can actually feel yourself go through the bondage, feel the bondage on your body without actually having it to be having it done to you. So this is why it's advantageous to have recordings out there for you guys to try these ideas out before actually engaging in them, and that's why everyone does that. So now you can, one of the reasons why everyone does recordings, there's more. So now you can see what hypnotists can do. When I come back from another break, because we have more ladies for you to listen to, I'll talk about the different types of hypnosis that are available to try. Or, in the case of someone interested in learning hypnosis, different modalities that you can learn. In the meantime, listen to these hypnotic voices.
My name is Miss Charmness, and I intend to take over your mind. I will push you deeper and deeper into your submission and pull you closer and closer towards your true purpose. When you close your eyes and imagine a perfect world without any fears, without any stress, and without any anxiety, it will be my face smiling back at you. To begin, you can email me at Miss Charmness, spelled MSCHARMNESS, at Outlook.com.
Hello, I am Enchantress Genevieve. I am a hypnotic cosplayer. I specialize in Finnish. And I love a good mind sucking. So, you can find me at the Siren Voice Goddess. Go ahead and indulge. I know you want to.
Well, I know I want to now. Thanks, Genevieve. Okay, I've had my drink. I'm good to go again. Okay, so we know where hypnosis came from. We know how it came into the form it is now. And we know what hypnosis can be used for. But in what ways can you be hypnotized? Well, we already discussed that you're being bombarded all day with messages from corporations and governments. Those would be primarily considered subliminal messaging. What's subliminal messaging? Well, subliminal messages are messages that are slid in under your radar. You've heard that in TV's heyday, they were putting in messages to get you to buy products. So what it is you're induced into a trance via the TV program, and then they would take one frame of film and put in the message, for example, buy Tide. Your conscious mind doesn't see that one particular frame. It's never going to see it. But your subconscious mind can and does. It sees everything you aren't consciously aware of, and it records it. This is the point of using hypnosis in criminal investigations, because your subconscious mind will record, say, the license plate of a car you may not have even noticed, or things along that line. Like, there's details that you will actually not take consciously in, but your subconscious is actually bringing them in. So knowing that the subconscious mind records everything is where subliminal messaging gets its power. I've personally been working with subliminal messages for several years now and have had great success with them. The beauty in subliminal messaging is that it's about as hands-off as you can get and still receive results. Because as you all know, we're human beings. We don't want to work. We don't actually have to do things. They don't even want to, most people don't even want to push play. So as far as I'm concerned, subliminal messaging is awesome because there's very little work involved. The more your mind hears a particular message, the more it sinks in and takes hold. Thereby, you create brain changes that you're looking for. I would say that for me, subliminal messaging works as a great add-on to regular hypnosis. So I think it's a good combo to put the two of them together. But subliminals, just so you know, have to be mastered a certain way. It's a ton of research I've done. They have to be mastered a certain way. Many of the MP3s that you hear are garbage. And the reason why is if you take your subliminal message down super low and you encode to an MP3, what MP3 does when it does the encoding is it removes extraneous background noise. It removes all little tiny things it thinks you don't need. So in the case of subliminal messaging, if you have your message too low in the background, it's going to be erased. So it has been my personal just sort of research that I've done that it's more important that you hear that whisper in an MP3. In a WAV file, no. In a WAV file, you're fine because it's not being removed, but the file is usually huge. So that's the drawback. MP3s, obviously, they're compressing, which is the reason why they're removing shit to compress it down to make it a faster, easier download. So as a WAV, they work great. As an MP3, they work fine, but you need to hear the whisper over whatever it is. You're not going to hear what they're saying, but you just need to hear the whisper. If you can hear a bit of a whisper in the background, that tells you it hasn't been removed in the MP3 encoding process. Now, are all hypnotists hypnotherapists? Absolutely not. Clinical hypnotherapy is the combination of hypnosis and traditional psychotherapy. Therefore, it should never be attempted by anyone who doesn't have the psychological background needed to treat whatever happens to be the issue, such as anxiety. And here's why. I'll show you why. When you enter someone's mind, you can trip over locked doors. Doors that have been locked by the mind to avoid trauma. Okay, so take rape victims, for example. Many rape victims will tell you that during the rape, it felt as if they left their bodies and were watching what was happening to them. This is a survival technique that the brain uses to keep the individual safe when something's happening that is too much for the mind in that moment. You'll even see it when you get into a car accident. You'll hear people say, time slowed down. That's all the same thing. Your mind is being protected from the trauma. So you have a victim of some sort of trauma that has moved their experience to a locked room. Because with really heavy trauma, the mind will lock up that memory. So here you are playing doctor of the mind, and you open that locked door by accident. Do you know how to handle it? Do you know how to handle what is called an ab reaction or an abnormal reaction when the person starts screaming because they are now reliving this trauma? Not likely if you don't have the training. So, now that you've opened that Pandora's box from hell, you've also done more damage. And remember, many people don't know they have a locked room. Some do, but most don't. So not every hypnotist, no therapist. So watch who you're looking for, who you're going to, depending on what it is you're going to them for. Okay, so hypnotherapy is what's used to treat many of the traditional mental health issues. So that's where you hear clinical hypnotherapist. That means that person has the psychological background to be able to handle issues of the mind beyond entertainment. Okay? So you want to be careful, like I said. Make sure who you're going to is who you want for whatever need. Okay, so next one, Ericksonian hypnosis. I mentioned it earlier. Also known as conversational hypnosis. Same thing, just another hypnosis modality. Milton Erickson, as I mentioned earlier, is the godfather of hypnosis, but he mastered the art of conversational hypnosis. Instead of the traditional ways to induce a trance using the watch, like I was saying, you know, watching the watch go back and forth, or, you know, watching a metronome, or doing the countdown, or looking at a flame, what he would do is he would tell you stories to put you in a trance. Now, there's a lot more to it than that, but essentially, it's the art of storytelling using metaphors and different language techniques to induce a trance and work in the actual script, which is where you do all of your work. The script being the part of the hypnosis, there's two different ways people do this. You can call the whole thing a script, but the way I was taught, your script is actually where you do the work. It's not the trance, so it's not the induction. it's not the deepening. It's where you're getting in and making the brain changes, and you're doing the suggestions and putting in the triggers, and that's where your scripting is. So your script being the part of the hypnosis that deals with whatever the issue is or whatever the end result is that's desired. There you go, conversational hypnosis. Remember, I'm not getting into this deep. Another type of hypnosis is neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP. Now, NLP isn't really hypnosis. It is and it isn't. But it's been adopted by the hypnotic community. And Richard Bandler is the one who is one of the gentlemen, actually, there's two of them, one of the gentlemen responsible for this particular modality. Essentially what NLP is, and I mean, I am really glossing over this. I don't want to get into it because it's, this stuff gets really, really heavy, and I don't want you guys going frying your brains. Okay, essentially what NLP is modeling what you want to become. I'm being really simplistic, like I said. It's creating behaviors of what you wish to achieve. Although the thing about NLP is, though, it's also been somewhat debunked by many professionals as being based on really old models of the brain, and that Bandler was making really huge claims he couldn't back up. But it's still used by many corporations in leadership training. You'll find it used a lot in sales techniques. You'll hear NLP also bandied around in the pickup artist community because they use many NLP techniques in their courses. NLP has also been linked to Scientology. Keep that in mind. Ew. It is recognized in Britain as more of an add-on. Britain is actually one of the few that actually recognizes NLP as an actual thing. A lot of everybody else thinks it's poo-poo and kind of push it off. But, nope, they put it in as an add-on to traditional psychotherapy. But NLP isn't something most of you are going to be looking for in your quest for hypnotic fire, but it gives you a teeny tiny bit of what it is. Now, I touched a bit on stage hypnosis, which is primarily used by magicians, hypnotists, and mentalists for entertainment purposes. So what happens at a stage show? Well, what happens at a stage show is that most people you see who've been pulled on stage have been pre-qualified. There are different tests that you can do in average conversations with people to see if they're more susceptible to trance. So what will happen is a performer will send several assistants out into the crowd prior to the performance to talk to people. What they're doing is pre-qualifying those people so that they can bring the easiest subjects up onto the stage, because obviously we don't want a tough subject or it's going to make him look like crap. Now, they'll also do, another way that they do it, is they'll also do a full audience induction, a full audience trance, and then they'll scan to see who went under and then pull those guys up on stage. So there's two different ways that they do it. Again, this is not what you're going to get in a phone or a recorded hypnosis session. Stop looking for this type of a reaction. Again, your expectations are too high if you're looking for this from anyone who's doing this online. Okay. Another one is hypnotic regression. Hypnotic regression, that's used, obviously, to take the subject back in time to either deal with a trauma or a past life issue, for those of you who believe in that. Or in the case of extraterrestrial abductions, it can help an experiencer work through what's happened to them. Obviously, this is best left in the hands of a hypnotherapist who can handle a traumatic reaction. Now, I'm lumping these last two together, although they're not really should be lumped together. They kind of work the same way. They do and they don't. This is what I mean. This stuff is so complicated that it's even hard to simplify it. Okay. My last two, because there's more, but my last two are erotic hypnosis and asthma. The reason why I'm lumping them is because you kind of get the same feeling from both. So erotic hypnosis, okay, in a hypnosis session, it's going to take you through a scenario that you find erotic and perhaps combine it with some triggers, with the end result usually, but not always, being orgasm. Erotic hypnosis is more a sexual relaxation session. It is a little bit like stage hypnosis in that it's based on entertainment and not really making any lasting changes to the brain. I'd hold back. I know everyone's going, wait a minute, that's not fair. Okay. you do make changes to the brain. And the reason why, and I'm going to get into that later, but for the most part, erotic hypnosis is entertainment, because most men who are looking for it, and this is for you ladies who may be thinking of getting into the game, most men just want to enjoy themselves, relax, get off, and go away. Not a lot of them are looking to make actual changes within the brain. But the MP3s, just so you know, the more you listen to an MP3, that's what's going to make a brain change. That's the difference. And again, like I said, I'll tell you about that later. Anyway, so erotic hypnosis, seriously, try and think of it more as entertainment, not so much as something huge that's going to change you. Asthma, so for those of you who are like, asthma, what the hell is asthma? Asthma means autonomous sensory meridian response. And what is that? Well, it's a tingling sensation that you feel. Sometimes you get it in your forehead. I've had it in my, like, right in your third eye, right between your eyebrows. And it kind of comes out from there, and it just, like, tingles all through your body. And it leaves you feeling, in some cases, really relaxed. In some cases, it heightens things. In some cases, people get turned on by it. I know all of you at some time or another have heard something like a song, for instance, that gave you that tingly feeling. Asthma artists, because these guys are really artists, listen to this. Asthma artists create recordings using different sounds and speaking in whispers to create this feeling in their listeners. But don't get cocky. True asthma recordings are really tricky to do and require a different setup to get the 3D quality to the recording. But you can still get the same effect without all the fancy recording techniques. It's just that the connoisseurs of asthma want the really good 3D quality. And this doesn't necessarily mean a sexual reaction. Most, if you look on YouTube, for example, you'll find a lot of the asthma stuff is just people doing it to relax or to fall asleep. So it's all in how you respond to what's being said or what sound is being recorded. A classic, try to think, give you an idea of what it's like. Okay, so some asthma recordings are of fingernails. And I know you're like, ew. But what they're doing is they're tapping very gently on the microphone or very gently on something else. For some people, those tiny little taps create this feeling. Now, granted, everyone is different, so everyone's going to find a different way. I remember, I'll tell you, how I know about asthma was from grade one. I was 6 years old. My grade one teacher would tell us a story, and I swear to God, I would just be like, ah. And I remember getting that really cool, tingly feeling just from her voice. So you guys will probably know what I'm talking about just by the feeling alone, but that's what asthma is. That's just sort of what it does. When I do a recording with whispering, I will put asthma-like in the description. So asthma sluts, I don't want you getting disappointed because I don't want you thinking that I have that set up. Those are the main types of hypnosis. Yes, there's more. There are more. But it gets really esoteric, and like I said, I don't want to confuse the issue. I'm going to take another break. When I come back, we'll chat about the reality of hypnosis and how to spot a shitty hypnotist, which, spoiler alert, isn't that easy unless you talk to them first. We'll be right back.
I am Siren Reyna. I am a certified and trained hypnotist. This means that I embed all of my recordings with legitimate hypnotic commands. Now, role-playing can be fun, and I enjoy a good story as much as the next person. But if you really want to please me, you will hand me over the keys to your mind and let me do what I do so well. Leave little triggers, leave little thoughts, leave little hauntings, and make you question your reality. How much of it is you? How much of it is me? How much of it do you want to be me? You want to hand me your mind, don't you? you want to let go, feel free, have fun, and relax. That's right. Hand me the keys to your mind and let yourself be my hypnotic pet. That's right. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Siren Reina. SYRENRAYNA. Enjoy being addicted.
Visit MistressX.co.uk, a British hypnotist, femdom, findom, and mindfuck extraordinaire. I personally enjoy sissification, feminization, slave training, and financial domination. I will take you down, down, down deep, and you will give up control to me. MistressX.co.uk.
Yo! That's the sound. Next three callers. Get a free copy of How I Made $10,000 as a Phone Sex Operator by Amberly Rothfield on behalf of the lovely Angela St. Lawrence. So, next three people who call in, you automatically get a copy. So, but I'm going to move on. I'm going to keep an eye on this. Okay, before I jump into giant hypnosis spoiler alert, I thought I'd quickly cover some other words that you may see in your erotic hypnosis travels. Those are things such as binaural beats, isochronic, delta, alpha tones. You hear stuff like that? I'm sure you have. These are tones that have been proven to cause the mind to relax and trance faster. It changes your brain waves. So, what you'll find is it may relax you faster, it may cause you to focus faster and therefore trance out faster. They're usually played in the background of a recording to aid in your conscious mind, obviously being able to focus on, and also aid in your subconscious mind being more alert. I've found that tones and patterns can be also very personal, so you'd have to try some different recordings to see if you prefer them. If you do, you got to kind of see which ones you like more, which ones you don't. There are a ton of tones that you can use and modalities of recording that you can further use or explore. But again, those are the ones you'll primarily see used. Those are the words you'll primarily see used. It has to do with your brainwaves slowing down. Okay, hypnosis reality check. How's that for an oxymoron? This is the part that you might get pissed at me. So ladies out there may get mad at me. But you guys know I keep it real here, so you have to deal with it. Okay. First of all, as I've said many, many times so far, I think every man who comes out for any type of erotic hypnosis is expecting way too much from a single session. If you want something entertaining and relaxing with a happy ending, then erotic hypnosis is what you want. But if you're looking for lasting change, such as, say you want to be made into a cocksucker or a sissy, or changed in some way permanently, that takes time and effort on your part. The brain, although it's elastic, hates change. It gets into routines and it doesn't want to be pulled from them. So when we ask it to make a change in a behavior, it will fight back. If it were that simple and easy, everybody would be walking around with no addictions, everyone would be thin, no one would be smoking, everybody would be perfect. So just like if you were going to go to a hypnotherapist to, say, work on a phobia, or a hypnotist to stop smoking, they're going to record your session and tell you to listen to the session every day till the following week when you go in again for another session, and that session gets taped and you go home, and this goes on. This goes on and on and on. This is how you enact change. This is why MP3s are fantastic for doing that change. But when you listen to the same recording over and over and over, believe it or not, you can end up with burnout. That's why you get a new recording when you go into your therapist each week. So for those of you who consider yourselves hypnosluts, you're doing yourself a disservice if you're trying to make lasting changes in your mind, because you can overdo it. If you're always watching hypno videos and listening to varying recordings from all kinds of different people, you eventually end up with nothing working. Why? Because you're overloading your mind. When you have the issue of cross triggers, okay, so what's a trigger? We've all heard the word. A trigger is a word or a phrase that will cause the subject to behave in a way that you've associated with that word or phrase. A classic example, I love you, Isabella. A classic example of this would be Isabella Valentine's jackpot series. Jackpot being the phrase that causes you to instantly come hands-free. But if I say it, if I personally say it, it won't work, because it has to be Isabella telling you that. It has to be Isabella's voice telling you the word jackpot. Some of you who have really been listening to it, you may spout off with the word jackpot coming from anybody, but that's what it's based on. Okay. But you get the idea of what a trigger is, right? So you know that, okay, say the word jackpot is meant to make you have an orgasm hands-free right there. Boom. Okay, well, here's the thing with hypnosluts. You listen to all kinds of all these recordings from all these different hypnotists, and each one has a different trigger, some of which may cross each other, and your brain shorts out and does nothing. Then you call me and tell me that all hypnotists suck and nothing's working for you. Well, you did it to yourself. Plus, if we go back to Isabella's jackpot series example, you'll see that there are, as of right now, 24 recordings in that series. But here's the thing, and she'll tell you, you have to go back to the first original jackpot in order to train your brain to come on command with no hands. If you were to purchase 24 expecting to come with no hands right off the bat, it's not going to work, because you haven't trained your brain. Once again, I'm going to reiterate what I always reiterate. Stick with one DOM. You're losing out by jumping around in so many ways. But as far as hypnosis is concerned, you'll end up with no results at all. Because if you're trained to come by hearing Isabella say jackpot, then you listen to someone else who tells you to come by hearing them say Christmas tree, your brain gets confused and does nothing. I thought you said when Isabella says jackpot, I'm supposed to come. Now you're telling me that when Becky says Christmas tree, I'm supposed to come. I better not do anything so I don't get it wrong. That, by the way, is coming from your ego. Your ego always get in there and throw its 2 cents worth in. So if you want to just chill and possibly get off, you want just some plain old erotic hypnosis. But if you want to make changes, you need repetition. That's what I meant when I said changes take effort on your part, because you have to be dedicated enough to listen every single day. Now, when you combine hypnosis with subliminals, as I said before, now you have an even more powerful combination, because you can listen to your hypno, then have subliminals playing while you work with the same messaging. Therefore, it will make the changes quicker. If you're getting a custom recording made just for you, make sure that you use your real first name. Now, I know you guys do this all the time. Oh, well, I don't want to use my real first name. Okay, first of all, we can't see you. We don't know who you are. We don't care. You can use your real first name on any service, just so you know. But there's a reason why you want your real first name in here. And that's because if I'm talking to you and your name is Bob, and you go, well, no, my name's Jim for the recording. Okay, so now I'm going to start talking to Jim. Here we go. It's even better. Because, again, it sinks in better. Using someone else's name creates this fucked up feeling in the brain, because it's going, who the fuck is this guy, right? So you want your actual real name. I'm getting off on something here, way off on a tangent. it sinks in much better using your name as opposed to someone else's, because your mind will go, oh, yeah, okay, I get it. She's talking to me. Whereas if you're constantly, for example, like I said, if your name's Chuck, and for whatever paranoid reason you don't want your hypnotist to have your first name, she'll be talking and saying the name Chuck, and your brain's going to be like, who the fuck is Chuck? Right? It's like, I don't know who this is. So you're not going to have any results from that either. Another hypno-reality check is you won't always go under to the point of unconsciousness. You see the stage hypnotist, and they snap their fingers, and you watch someone's head fall forward. That, again, it's not normal hypnotic trancing. That's not normal. That is someone who can fall under very easily, who has been, say it, pre-qualified. As I told you, you fall into trance many times a day, but do you ever lose consciousness? No. But does it mean you aren't in a suggestible state? No, you are. So don't expect that you're going to blank out, because that doesn't happen very often. Most hypno sessions, you might lose track of time. You may think it went super fast, but don't think that if you don't fall over unconscious that it didn't work. Trust me, it's working just fine. Now, another reality check with hypnosis. This is an unregulated industry. What that means is that there is no one governing, there is no one specific governing body that is going to regulate who gets what training, you know, who gets certified for what, that kind of thing. It's a self-regulated industry, which I think is pretty fucking stupid because you're screwing with people's minds, but hey, it's one place the government hasn't dipped its regulating finger. Don't ask. Give it time. It'll be soon. And honestly, I really do think that there should be some sort of governing body. So that means there is no accreditation. Accreditation means nothing. There are many hypnotist groups and organizations and associations that hypnotists can join who may have their own regulations, but there is no industry standard. That means anyone can be a hypnotist, and no one cares if they have the proper training. Sucks, but it's true. What does that mean to you? Well, I want you to take some time for just a minute and think. Just think about this. You're turning your mind over to someone you don't know, using a methodology that is unregulated with no basic standards. So there is no possible way for you to, for example, call the American Medical Association and tell them someone is a quack. There's no one to call. So you need to be very particular with who you turn your mind over to. And I know most of you boys don't give a rat's puckered asshole if someone has training or not, but you should. Which leads us to, how do you spot a shitty hypnotist? Well, now that you have more of an arsenal of hypnosis information, you can ask more questions of your hypnotist. Ask them what modalities they practice. If they go, huh, move along. You want to ensure that their voice doesn't make you want to kill yourself. That's a personal thing, of course, but not everyone doing hypnosis has the voice for it. Some of them are very Patty and Selma from The Simpsons, but hey, if you find them erotic, you do you. I'm not saying, there's someone for everyone, so don't think that you can't. As I said, you should get to know the person first by talking to them. Get to know them, see if they have half a brain, because here's the killer, boys. 99% of the women you see on sex sites like Night Flirt, ready? Everybody's going to get mad, have had no training whatsoever. They've simply bought a book of inductions and hung out a sign saying they do erotic hypnosis. That's the drawback with any unregulated industry. And let's be honest here. As I said before, most men, as I said, do not give a shit. They just want to pretend, come, and move on. But one day, one of these ladies is going to be fucking around and trip over an ab reaction, and God save the fool whose mind she's in. I've been doing hypnosis for 10 years. I've had training in all areas that we've discussed tonight, and I have the psychology background that enables me to be able to offer actual hypnotherapy. But most people just playing around within the kink don't care. So if you're thinking of getting into providing hypnosis services, you don't have to get training. But I will say one thing. This kink has been around for quite a while. And many men have been doing it for so long, they know their shit. and will be able to spot that you don't have a clue what you're doing within the first 10 minutes of the session. You'll do yourself and your clients a disservice by not learning the craft properly. But as we know with domination, just because a bitch can pick up a whip doesn't mean she knows what she's doing with it. So buyer beware. And, guys, that's it. That's all I'm saying. That's it about hypnosis. That's all you're going to get tonight. So phone lines are open, 657-383-0031. If you have any questions about the info I just shared with you, go to the phone lines. Hit up the chat room. I'm actually going to go into the chat room. I actually have someone here who I'm going to check on. Hello. You're on In Bed with Dr. Sue.
Hello.
Hello. And who might this be?
This is Goddess Sue.
Yay!
Not Dr. Sue, but Goddess.
Look, see, we're two people. Look, two different people. I can't throw my voice like this.
I know. We're talking at exactly the same time. It dispels all of the rumors.
Right? So, awesome. I'm glad you called in.
Well, thank you for having a hypnosis show. I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, it was
my favorite thing in the world, hypnosis.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is a lot of fun, and it's really effective even for people who are not into hypnosis because it gives them a chance from a distance to try on new things. And
yes,
have altered perceptions.
Exactly.
So even if you don't have somebody who's super into hypnosis, just to get people's conscious mind to shut up for 5 minutes and stop analyzing everything.
That's how you do
effective.
It, guys. It really
mm-hmm.
is. And let's face it, most of the gentlemen who are calling in just want to escape for 5 minutes. That's all they want.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to go cray-cray with getting all these certifications. And as I said, most of the certifications don't mean anything anyways because who's certifying you? Somebody else. I mean, it's
right.
kind of ridiculous. But
I mean, you have
there is no such
source.
Thing, just so you know, everybody out there, there is no such thing as being a certified erotic hypnotist. So that's
yeah, there's no universal
I'm sorry, I don't mean to blow everybody's shit out, but there really isn't because erotic hypnosis is not really a thing. It's not really a hypnosis modality. It's just
right.
kind of
well,
its own
even,
little thing.
Even for therapeutic hypnosis, there's no one unifying body that standardizes certification for that. There are courses you can take. I did an apprenticeship with a local therapist who does psychotherapy with hypnotherapy. And it took so much paperwork to be able to do a sit-in and all of the exclusions and stuff. But even that's like the most official thing I've done. She never got an online training. You think that's her career?
No.
Yeah. Just not a
Isn't thing. That wild? So, you
know,
like, buyer, that's why I say buyer beware, because this really is your mind, and things can very much go wrong. So.
Well, and in my experience, having talked to far too many little hypno addicts, is that they know as much about hypnosis as we do to some extent. They have been reading everything, watching every video, listening to every clip, everything on Literotica they can find, every cartoon they can find. So they have the skills. They just have to turn off the dick brain to be able to let the head brain, like, make the decision. Because if you can carry on a conversation with somebody, you know if they know what they're talking about. You know if they...
Yep.
know the techniques and how to keep you safe, and not to mention
mm-hmm.
what everybody always forgets until they've been doing this for decades, like some of us, is you have to build a connection at the root of it. Like, if you don't have, like, just that connection between two people and whatever you're playing in, there's no point.
Exactly. So, and you need, and that's why I always say always go to one single person. Stop bouncing around and being dom sluts. It's you're doing yourself a disservice doing that. You're never going to reach a true level of submission because
right.
you're giving yourself to too many people.
Mm-hmm. Although there are always will be those ones that for them I think that is the fetish will give up their secrets too. They like bouncing around and they like saying, oh, your voice did something to me nobody else's has done, and tomorrow somebody else's voice is going to do something
mm-hmm.
that nobody else's voice has done. That's their kink.
that's beautiful.
But for most people, if you stick with somebody and build a connection and give honest feedback too, because while we're in your minds hypnotizing you, we will uncover some secrets, but we won't read your mind entirely. We can't see you. We can't hear you. We can't know what you're experiencing. So for anybody who's being hypnotized out there who wants it to be more effective, give feedback. This worked. That didn't. That woke me up. That made me go deeper, et cetera.
And understand that that is going to be different with absolutely every single person, too. Don't think that the one guy that says, I need you to do this, it's going to be for him, not for the next guy.
Oh, it's going to be the opposite. I actually have two guys who have become friends of mine, and I hypnotized them back to back one night, and I had to keep straight because they have opposing things. One cannot do visual imagery, so if I say picture a room, he's out. The other guy, if you don't say picture in your mind and imagine all of the different sensations, that he can't go deep. So I guess I remember, like, which page am I on?
So you see how everybody is so incredibly, deliciously unique. That's why you can't lump everybody into the same whole thing.
Well, and I think that's the thing, too, that training never teaches you and experience does. And if you remember to take baby steps and sort of learn as you go, I'm an avid information consumer. So I read everything. I research everything. I experiment with everything and try different things. And that's, you learn how in the moment to kind of pick up on cues and know what questions to ask and what it means if somebody says, doesn't work for me, then what do?
Mm-hmm.
You learn those things as you go.
Experience.
And I could ramble
honestly,
on
your best bet is to dive in. Learn your shit and then dive in, because the only way you're really going to know how to do it is by doing it. That's the only way to do
it. Yeah, and there are lots. And be honest about it. There are lots of people out there who they love teaching more than anything. There are little hypno addicts and junkies out there who, if you tell them, I'm just starting out and playing with this, that's their happy spot right there. They'll help you learn.
That's exactly what I did. They love it. I did that at the very beginning. You're absolutely right. You just go, listen, I'm just learning. And they're like, I don't care. Learn, you know, practice on me. It's great.
I remember when I first discovered chat rooms in the kink world, like 15 years ago, there was somebody who everything that she did, she was an automatic expert on. I won an award in knot tying, and I invented the whip, and I know everything about it. But it's so obvious that she didn't. I just thought, you're just shooting yourself in the foot. You're never going to learn anything.
Well, not if you're perfect. What's there to learn? There's no
nothing
point.
Except for how to say bye.
Exactly. Good Lord.
Well, thank you again.
Well, thank
for
you,
the
darling.
Show,
I appreciate you calling in.
I'm glad it's only been, what, like 10 years that we've been doing this action.
Exactly. Exactly. 10 years, you guys, that we have been dealing with. Are you Goddess Sue? No. Are you Dr. Sue? No. We're two different people, damn it.
Yeah, but I will say I do love it, because when somebody asks me that, or if there's something that they want that I don't do, I'm like, I have a list of another Sue's clips and lines, and you should go check that out.
You know what? And you know what? This is the thing. So those of us that have been doing this for a really long time, we know that's how it works. I get women who send me their subs all the time, because all I'm doing is fixing them and sending them back out. I'm not stealing your stuff.
Absolutely.
I don't care.
Absolutely. And you know they're going to come back.
And we can't all be
good
at
everything. That is a win-win in my book.
Yeah. You can't. We can't all be perfect in everything. Not everyone does the same shit. It's just normal to go, okay, no, I know. Because I get guys call me all the time. Do you know a good person who does this? And I will literally sit down with them and go, okay, what do you want? What do you want her to look like? What do you want her to? And I will find them that person.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem doing that.
That's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. And, again, you know that they're getting it from a good source and not from just whoever has the flashiest or paid the most for their listing to pop up on the front of X, Y, or Z website.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you, darling. I'm going to cut this off now.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much for calling in. And I know that there
you.
Are some subs that are happy you're back.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, guys. I'm just going to have a look in the chat room here. Do we have any questions in the chat room? Do you guys have any questions? I'm going to go back over this. The problem is when I'm the only person doing all of this, I can't watch everything at once. Which Sue is from the Upside Down? That we're going to leave for you guys to figure out. Which one is more evil? I think we're pretty much at par in the evil thing. Anyways, yes. What else? We got anything going on in here, you guys? Nothing? Nothing? No questions? Nothing? That's it, you guys. We're done. There's no questions. See? Told you if you waited long enough, you'd get them all answered. So, anyways, moving right along. That's it. Like I said, I want to thank everyone who phoned in tonight. Beautiful Sue. I do have Beast sitting in here as well. What else we got here? The chat room is jammed. You guys are missing out if you're not in the chat room. These guys have been having a blast all night. It's awesome. We got everybody in here. We got Naima. We got Kaya. We got Charmness. We got Kiara. We got Faith. We got Sue. We got Thomas. We got Kylie. We got Angela. We got DJ. My God, it's like endless here. It's crazy pants over here. My God, we got Ariana. We got Lilith. We got Sarah. There's so many people. This is so awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much for listening in. Thank you, my dear listeners, for taking the time to do just that, listen in and inform yourself. On the next show, I will be joined by... I got to get a drum roll. Our very own bestie, Naima, the BBC dealer herself. And why? Because we're going to be doing a tribute to Black History Month with a show all about Big Black Cock. The history, the racism, the race play, it's all on February the 12th at 10 o'clock. Be sure to hit up the drsuereview.com for all your BDSM education in reading form. And, of course, in bed with drsue.com to listen to past shows and catch up on all your kinkucation. Until next time, you guys, keep those brag bites coming. Seriously, I'm working on fixing the email. Kiara, I did get your message that you had someone who wanted to give you a brag bite. Tell them I will get it fixed. I swear to God, by the next show, it'll all be running fine. Remember, if you can't get through to me for whatever reason, in bed with Dr. Sue at gmail.com. If I don't answer you, I didn't get it. So keep that up. Anyways, you guys, I love all you guys. You're so amazing. Play nice with each other, please. Please play nice. Because in the grand scheme of things, it's all about who we are to each other. Celebrate your differences. Joy in who you are. I love you guys. Good night.